much that we've just seen there. And if you can bear in mind what we read at the beginning, the time to favour Zion, yes, the set time has come. But the process that we're seeing of what is happening in Israel now and what has happened over the last generation is still in process. It's not finished. This isn't the end. Okay, I want to read three scriptures just to, as we draw to a close, and then we're going to sing a song to finish. And the first one is from Isaiah chapter 61. Many of you will be familiar with these words. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. And this scripture from Isaiah, this is what God is doing. This is what God does. He gives us beauty in place of our ashes. He brings that exchange. This is the God who we serve. The modern state of Israel, in effect, came out of the ashes of the Holocaust. But it's more than just that. God's intention is always to bring beauty into our lives when we allow him to be Lord and God of our lives. Out of the ashes of our past hard experiences, our hurts, our disappointments, and indeed our own selfish living, God will bring beauty out of those ashes. This passage of scripture was read by a rabbi about 2,000 years ago in a synagogue in Nazareth. His name was Yeshua. Most of us know his name as Jesus, because God sent his only son to be that light, to bring the light of God into the world. And Yeshua read that passage of scripture and said that it was fulfilled in him, that he is the fulfillment of that. Another passage from Isaiah, and it's very appropriate for us. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Talking about coming out of Egypt and the pictures we saw there of the miracles coming out of Egypt. But God says this, don't remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So God there reminds his people of the things we've saw on the video and enacted in front of us. God says, I'm the God that did all of that. I'm the God who brought you out of Egypt. But he said, I don't want you to dwell on that, because I'm doing a new thing. It's going to spring forth now. Will you not know it? Will you not perceive it? And finally, I want to read from Jeremiah. So these are all from what we would know as the Old Testament, from the Hebrew Scriptures, which was Jesus' Bible. And this passage from Jeremiah 31. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant I made with their fathers in the day I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah said that God would make a new covenant with the house of Israel. And it's clear that that is exactly what happened as we read the scriptures, that Yeshua, God's son, through his own blood, made a new covenant with the house of Israel. It's with Israel that the new covenant that we as Gentiles who have come to faith and come to believe in the God of Israel through the covenant that Jesus cut with his own blood that was shed as the sacrifice once for all, we get to be part of God's family. It's wonderful, isn't it? That when we believe and put our faith in what God has done in the new covenant, then we become part of his family. You know, this process that we've been so beautifully demonstrated to us this afternoon, the story of the Holocaust, but also what God has done in creating the nation of Israel, recreating the nation of Israel. And the fullness of that is still to come, because it clearly says throughout the scripture that one day all Israel will look upon him who they pierced. That's what Zechariah says. And they will be saved. That's what Paul says. All Israel will be saved. Hallelujah. And as we read at the very beginning from Psalm 102, the Lord will appear in his glory. Do you know one day the Lord himself will stand on the Mount of Olives, as Zechariah the prophet said, and all Israel will look at him and recognize him, the one they pierced. God's plan is wonderful. It's not over yet. I know that we've been celebrating that Israel, and for some Christians might think, well, why are you making such a fuss of Israel? Well, this is why. Because God is at work. God is at work. And for those who come from the more Israelite or Jewish background, God is at work. He's doing a new thing. He says, will you not see it? Will you not understand it? Will you not perceive it? The things that we've talked about this afternoon and had enacted and demonstrated and sang beautiful songs, God is at work. He's doing a new thing. The question is, will we believe? Will we put our faith in the God of Israel and all that he has done to bring us into his kingdom, into his family? I know most of us here today are believers. How is it that we are believers? Because we put our faith in the new covenant, the blood that Jesus shed, Yeshua shed, for us, so that Jew or Gentile, we can be with the Lord. We can be in God's family. Praise God. God is at work amongst us. Amen. So it is a message of hope, isn't it? It's a message of hope. If we will believe, God will do a new thing in our hearts. He is doing a new thing in Israel and amongst the Jewish people. Praise God. But his plan is for us as well. Well, that's been wonderful. And I really want to thank the team for coming. Some have come from very far away in the frozen south. Not the frozen north, the frozen south. Thank you for making the effort and coming and enacting all of that for us. It's been absolutely wonderful. We really appreciate it. Amen. We're going to close our service, if that's what it's been. I'm not sure if it has been a service, but we're going to close our time. We're going to sing a song of praise and declaration. And whilst we do that, we're going to take an offering. And from this offering, we're going to give a gift to the team to cover all their expenses and to bless them in their ministry. So don't feel obligated in any way, but that is the purpose of our offering this evening. Because we want to bless Shema Kingdom Dancers and all that you do, which is wonderful. Afterwards, subtle. Afterwards, when we've finished, there's refreshments in the back room, and please don't rush off. Please take time to say hello to people. Okay. So we'll stand and we'll sing our closing song, and I'll move this podium back in case there might be one or two who want to dance. And then after we've sung, I've asked John if he would close in prayer for us. Okay, so...